Thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. I've mentioned this on the show before, but my husband and I are actually expecting a baby girl in the next few weeks. And as we're approaching this new phase of life, we're really excited, but we're also really nervous. And when I do feel nervous, I love this reminder that recently deceased apostle Elder Robert D. Hales gave once in a talk. He said, quote, "Don't look at today's trials as eternal. Heavenly Father does his work in the long term. There is much which lieth in futurity," the prophet Joseph Smith said. "Therefore, let us cheerfully do all things that lie in our power, and then may we stand still with the utmost assurance to see the salvation of God and for his arm to be revealed." Close quote. And along with our own parenthood struggles and trials at home, one of the other things that God can help us navigate is easing the burden for new parents. I've had a lot of friends and family members who have had babies recently. They've expressed that that time period right after they're born can be really confusing, both as a new parent and for their friends and family members. So the new parents, it's important to remember, are anxious. They're sleep deprived and they're trying to figure out this whole new little person and this new schedule to fit their lives around. And while so many people want to be helpful at this time, it can be really difficult to know exactly what to do or how much or how often to do it. So I came across some really helpful tips the other day on just some good rules of thumb for friends of new parents and how they can pitch in and make a positive impact on a new parent's life. So number one is don't invite yourself over or just show up unannounced because every family is different. Some couples really value the days or weeks right after a birth as a time to bond as a unit. Sometimes the best thing you can do as a friend in the meantime is to send an email or a text or a note in the mail to ask your friends how they're doing, how they're adjusting, and if they would feel okay to having a visitor or a meal dropped off. It's important to put the ball in their court and let them determine how much time or interaction they'd like to have with other people outside of their family at this point. Point number two, if your friends who have just had a baby do invite you over for a visit, make sure to keep it brief. They're probably still figuring out their sleeping and eating schedules with their new little one. So if you are there to help, offer to hold or to watch the baby while your friend runs errands or showers or does some household work, or offer to do some of those things yourself. Ask them what they need and then tell them what you are willing and able to do. And if you do find yourself holding or if you are in close contact with a newborn, do make sure to wash your hands and make sure that you're feeling healthy and you're not around other sick people during the day, especially during the winter months. That's just another thing off of a new parent's anxiety list. If you live outside of the area that of your friend who just had the baby and an in-person visit just isn't a possibility for the time being, you can always send flowers or a card telling them how excited you are for them. You can also offer to schedule a phone call with them to catch up when they have some free time. And then finally, this is a good one. Remember other siblings in the family. If you do go over for a visit and there are older siblings in the home, make sure to pay special attention to them and offer to take them on an outing for a few hours so that the parents can rest and focus on the new baby. If you'd like to view or read some more great resources on parenting, be sure to check out mormonchannel.org for some really great blog posts, podcasts, and video series. And I really like Gospel Solutions for Families and Family Conversations. Those are two of my favorites, and they deal with how to parent your children in this modern world with so many changing values and temptations and distractions. And then especially how to have those difficult, vulnerable, sensitive conversations with them as they get older. All right, we're going to close with a quote today from Sister Camilla Kimball. And she said, "Never suppress a generous thought." And when people do have new babies, it's really tempting to want to reach out and help. And don't suppress those thoughts. Just make sure that you reach out and contact and make sure volunteering and helping out the family is going to be a welcome thing for them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.